Good and dear friends, we have on this day the celebration of divine mercy, the gift of God's love and forgiveness for us, which he gives through his church. And so this first reading, this short reading from the Acts of the Apostles, I hope it stirs your heart. Your heart, that simple expression of description of the church, the community, which is vital and is the theme of this whole weekend. The community of believers was of one heart and one mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they held everything in common. I couldn't imagine a greater compliment of any visitor that joined us at Mass, and they went out and they say, "Wow, did you notice how the members of that parish are of one heart and one mind? That they don't claim anything as their own. They don't even glare at us when we sit in their pew. Sometimes we can be possessive of our spot." But seriously, brothers and sisters, this is the call of what we are to be as a parish. We are to be a light to the world. How do we do that? By the way we treat each other. It's what changed the hearts of the Romans, those that were executing Christians. They saw in them something that they longed for. To be united in love, to be loved by the others, to be cared for by the others, for all of us to be of one heart and one mind. To bear witness to the world. We see in the gospel a real expression of what this community of faith offers. So, Thomas wasn't present. He could not come to faith on his own, being isolated. It was being gathered with the community as the Lord again appears to him. Trying to live the faith in our isolation does not work. It's not meant that way. It is to be in community. That is the church. Obviously, there's different levels, and we can see in our time, in our world, that all have been broken down. The first community is the family, the home in the family. That also would be a great compliment for your home if people visited and said, "Wow, did you see them? That family is of one heart and one mind. They share everything. They're fighting over who can be generous to the other first." I don't often find that the big problem in homes, that the kids are fighting to be generous to the other. This is the fruit of being loved by God. This is the new life that our belief gives us as the gospel ends. "I write this to you so that you might believe and may have life in his name." This life is the celebration of Easter, of the resurrection, that the Lord, taking on our nature, conquered sin, rejected sin, gave himself for love of the other. I know for me, I hate to admit it, but it's true, that usually early on when I would say I was sorry or ask forgiveness, I'd usually say to my brother, "You know, look, I'm sorry, but it was because you were such a jerk why I did it." That's not much of a confession or reconciliation. I'm justifying why I treated them wrongly. But this kind of love is like Jesus's love and mercy, that we are to witness by how we treat each other. As he's being insulted and jeered at, he's saying, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." This is the kind of heart that we can have if we sincerely, in faith, say, "God, I want the life. I want the life you won for me. I want the life you want to give to me." This peace, this power to forgive, it's not just to the priests. The priests officially absolve us and celebrate the sacrament where we receive God's divine mercy. But this is a power and a gift that we have to forgive each other. Which I can honestly say, I need it. I need it. I need to beg the Lord for it more and more every day. Because very easily I fall into the traps of blaming others, judging others. Let us focus more on where we can reconcile with each other and love each other and share our gifts for the good of each other. Dear friends, this is the good news, that it is possible for we to be of one heart and one mind, but not by our own doing, not by thinking about it and wishing for it, but in faith telling God, "We're broken, but I know with you and your life, I can love as you love me. Give me your life. I want your life." We have the second reading from our patron, St. John, as well as the gospel. He says, "The Lord's commandments are not burdensome. They are ordered to our nature. We are made for love." But we know in the creation story, when that was wounded, when Adam and Eve did not trust God and took fruit from a tree. Now, I'm guilty of picking choke cherries off other people's tree whenever I walk during the summertime. I hope that's not an original or mortal sin. It doesn't seem like it was that big a deal. But any time we rupture our trust and faith in God, it has huge consequences. Before, they were able to relate everything to God. But once this happened, they went and hid themselves, certainly thinking about what would happen and how they could fix it. The solution isn't figuring out how to fix it. That's already known. The way we fix it is we bring it to God in faith. We admit that we have sinned. This is the gift of divine mercy, that we're always received in love, that we're not judged, but loved by God. So I like the last line. I know what the fathers say about this water and blood, that the water from Christ's side represents baptism, the blood represents the Eucharist. But I think there's another way. Another way to see what he's saying about following the Lord's commandments and seeing how Christ did it and came to give us this power through water and blood. It's not just in knowledge or understanding and concept, the natural water, but it's in sweat and tears that by our blood we put it into practice. We first understand it and then do it. And sometimes that requires some blood, that requires some suffering. So brothers and sisters, I pray that you and I in our hearts desire this reality to take place here by our giving our own efforts, to give our own blood to reconcile and to bring healing and love through the life of God that he gives to us here in this holy sacrament. Brothers and sisters, if we're honest, we all know we're sinners. And that's the first step to holiness, because it's being honest. And then to believe in faith that God is already wanting to give us what we need. We simply need to give him the permission to do it as he desires. Let us truly strive to be of one heart and one mind by loving and forgiving each other.